You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. Our current serial is Let Sleeping Princes Lie. It's the third novella in the Castle Charming series. If you want to catch up on the previous adventures of Kai, Dennis, Ziggy and the Royals, check out Glass Slipper Scandal and Dance Princes Dance right here on the podcast. You can also read those stories as ebooks, either purchase them from your favourite local ebook store, or you get them as part of the bundle of stories when you become a financial supporter of my Patreon. Let Sleeping Princes Lie, Part 2, The First Rule of Spinning Wheels. Kai didn't see the spinning wheels coming. Then suddenly, they were everywhere. At the offices of the Charming Herald, he walked in on his work friend, less of a friend these days, Amira, having a knockdown drag-out fight with their assistant editor. "No more spinning wheel headlines," Davis yelled at her. "Don't even try it. Are you trying to get this newspaper closed down by the Royals?" "It's spring. No one wants to read about anything else right now," Amira hollered, clutching a dummy front cover that did indeed proclaim, "Spinning wheel crisis." "We can't stick our heads in the sand over this one. Readers are hungry for it." "Superstition isn't news," Davis said between gritted teeth. "Give me a story we can publish without being arrested for treason, or find some other newspaper willing to put up with your diva tantrums." He marched into his office, slamming the door. Amira caught Kai's eye and pulled a frustrated face before remembering that they didn't do that anymore. So she huffed out, taking her spinning wheel headline with her. He'd ask Dennis, Kai decided. His boyfriend never got tired of that word. Had been working at Castle Charming only a year before Kai came to town, so he knew a lot more about the weird local quirks while still being enough of an outsider. He didn't mind spilling the gossip. Also, it was an excuse to see Dennis, which Kai didn't even need anymore. Score. He kept himself busy editing all the errors that the proofreaders had added to his story about the upcoming Tulip Festival. There wasn't much point in dropping by Castle Charming yet, not until evening when Dennis would be off duty. When Kai was a kid, his foster mother told him the story of a duke's son who bought a yellow horse and then, wherever he went, saw yellow horses and thought it was some kind of sign from the gods. "Humans are made to recognise patterns," she said calmly, her hands embroidering as she sat by his bedside. "Mostly we're stupid about them." Most of Mama's stories came down to people being stupid about something. Still, Kai wasn't imagining this pattern. There were spinning wheels everywhere today. He almost bumped into two of them on his way out of the office. A couple of large, burly lads were on their way somewhere in a hurry, each with an awkwardly shaped wooden contraption slung across his muscled shoulders. Definitely spinning wheels. One still had a long strand of freshly spun yarn trailing from it, tangled around the weft. "Our Ange is going to be mighty pissed we burned these," one of the lads grunted to the other. "Nah," said the other. "Gotta be done, mate. It's like a law, isn't it? Gotta burn spinning wheels in springtime." Kai stopped and watched them make their way along the street. He pulled out the small box monochrome he carried slung from his belt these days and snapped a picture of the odd pair. Smoke and the stench of silver puffed out of the box as it captured the image. He saw more people carrying spinning wheels on his way up to the castle, as well as a small huddle of girls arguing about whether drop spindles counted. Some of the spinning wheels didn't even look real. They must have been made for the occasion, badly, from cheap wood or thick slabs of parchment and glue. It wasn't until Kai reached the first gate of the castle that he saw the flowers. Bundles and bundles of them, scattered before the walls, along with cards emblazoned with the words "Never Forget," and he realised what was going on. Spring. It must have been spring when the royal baby was stolen, all those years ago. There was a spinning wheel in that story, wasn't there? The queen even now lay in a sleeping curse because of something like that. To be honest, Kai had never really paid attention to the ballads, even after he got to know Camilla and her brothers. the royal siblings left behind when the baby prince was stolen. It seemed awkward to check out the poetry about their family's tragic loss. There were no spinning wheels here among the bouquets and the cards, only sadness. "It's spinning wheel season," said Sarge, in his usual no-nonsense bark at the morning meeting of the royal hounds. "And you all know what that means." Dennis put his hand up. "I don't know what that means, Sarge."
"Neither do I, Sarge," added Ziggy, the other new recruit.
"I think we'd all like to hear you explain it, Sarge," put in Corporal Jack, who enjoyed being a little shit when she could get away with it. Sarge sighed the sigh of the unjustly put upon.
"Right," he grumbled. "Fine. Gossip Network not doing its job? You don't need to know why," he added in a sudden bellow. "All you need to know is that our charges, His Majesty, the two princes, and the princess, are not going to go anywhere near a bloody spinning wheel. Not even a picture of a spinning wheel. You see one, you put your body between them and it, and you burn that fucker to the ground."
"I'm more confused than ever," Ziggy murmured. Dennis nodded. Castle Charming was often confusing to him. He'd been raised in the mountains and had run away very fast from the limited options and the small minds of his community there. For the most part, he welcomed the more complex social and political interactions at the castle. There was hustle and bustle here, and a lad could kiss another lad without the world coming to an end. But there were times when palace shit made no bloomin' sense, and this was clearly one of those times. He risked putting up his hand again.
Sarge, can you clarify the risk factors of spinning wheels in relation to the royal family?"
Sarge gave him a filthy look. "Been reading those law enforcement journals from the big city again, pup." Dennis shrugged. He liked to know things. Also, he wanted to make corporal some day, and Jack had told him that meant prepping for a proper exam.
"The risk factor," Sarge said clearly, "is that if one of you hounds lets a member of the royal family get within 5 metres of a bloody spinning wheel, I will punch you in the nuts. How's that for clarity, Cadet Dennis?"
"It's all very clear now, Sarge," said Dennis in a choked voice.
Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week for more Let Sleeping Princes Lie.